Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tabo Mafuane with Kai, What Kind of Love? And takes us to 11 minutes after 2 o'clock. Very good afternoon to you and welcome to the third and final hour of the show. It is, of course, that time where we get to have financial conversations. I see my blessing is going through a lot with the internet this afternoon. Blessing, good afternoon and welcome in.
Good afternoon. Yes, I'm Dina late.
Yeah, no. I could see you struggling there. Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Okay, I'm so happy to hear. How are you doing?
I'm good, my blessing. How are you doing?
I'm very good and very happy to be here.
See, our trick kind of worked.
And you, yes. It did. I had to remove this beautiful face for it to win.
Oh, listen. No, but at least we are on air. I think let's get right into it before it decides to act up again.
Okay, let's get into it. We are talking about preparing to buy a house.
Ooh, that's a big deal.
Beautiful land, South Africa. There are ways in which you can plan. You know, you don't find yourself like some people who just decide that they are buying a house and then they buy without proper planning. You need to plan. And then I have a step-by-step guide for you to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you'll need to assess your financial situation.
Very
How
important.
Are you able to afford a house? Very important, because you don't want to go and buy a house and a year later you feel like, what did I do to myself?
And it's a long-term commitment.
Yes, it's a 20-year commitment, and even more, you know, like with some other banks, with negotiations involved. But you need to plan for it. You need to be prepared for it. You need to check your credit score.
Okay.
And maybe before I actually say the you need to check your credit score. Check your affordability.
Yeah.
Are you in debt? Are you with a credit bureau? If you are with a credit bureau, there's no bank that's going to give you a home loan.
Of course.
So you need to first check and clear all the debts that you have that have caused you to go to be blacklisted at the credit bureau. So you can check that with TransUnion, Experian, or ClearStore. Look at all those debts that are there and make sure to pay them off. And once you've paid them off, obviously now you need to clear yourself with the credit bureau.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've cleared yourself with the credit bureau, check your credit score. Same with these platforms, ClearScore, TransUnion, Experian.
Okay.
Your credit score is going to give you an indication that, okay, I might be able to get a home loan with the bank. Then the next thing, you need to save for a deposit, because you'll need a deposit of about 10% to 20% of the property value.
Eish.
Especially if you are a first-time buyer.
Mm-hmm. Is this Is this applicable for both new developments and houses that are pre-existing?
Houses that are pre-existing, yes.
Okay.
But for new developments, but if you're a first-time buyer, just prepare yourself. You may need to have a 10% deposit, at least the 10% deposit.
Okay.
So you need to prepare yourself in advance, budget for other costs, like there's transfer duty that you need to pay with SARS for any property that is over 1.1 million in South Africa. You need to pay for transfer duties. There's attorney fees that you need to, because you'll need to get an attorney for transfer fees and the bond registration.
Okay, wait, blessing. Is this over and above? Is this over and above the 10%, or does this form part of the 10%?
That's over. No. That's over and above. You need to pay the attorney fees for the transfer and bond registration. Remember, if you're buying a house that was owned by somebody else, there's the bond registration and the transfer of ownership now from that person to you. That also costs. Those are things that are done by the attorneys.
Mm.
So you need to also prepare funds for your rates, for your levies, your insurance, the moving and furnishing costs. If you already have furniture, then you are already sorted. But there's a lot that is involved in terms of costs.
Mm.
So that you don't find yourself, when you now have bought a house, having to move your stuff. If you're going to get these moving companies, it's a lot of money to move furniture from one location to the next. So these are things that need to have prepared ahead of time. Then the next thing, you need to research the property market.
Okay. That means,
where do you want to stay? Where do you want to buy a house for your family?
Okay.
Which area? And you find out that there's gangsterism involved in that place. There's drug dealings that happens. You also want to check how far the proximity to school for your children from where you are going to buy the house from, how far you're going to drive to go to work, the infrastructure of everything that you're going to need, how far are the malls from the place.
Mm-hmm.
If you also somebody like me who also wants to go to the gym, how far is your gym? How far is Virgin Active or Planet Fitness from the place? How far is public transport? Maybe for your helper who's going to maybe be commuting from the house back to home. How far? You need to understand all those logistics when you are searching. In other words, researching the property market, it falls under all of that.
Mm.
Can you be able to sell this house 15 years later? Does the area sell? Because there are people who are stuck with houses that they cannot sell.
Sure.
Because of the area that they bought. I know somebody who has had her house on property 24 for 2.5 years now.
Sure. Does she still stay at the house?
She still stays at the house. She wants to sell the house so that she moves to a better suburb. But she can't sell the house because the market of the houses there is just, you know, it's not appreciating for people. Like, people are just not buying in that area.
That's a hard one.
So you need, these are things in your research that you need to find out now, before you actually go and invest, because buying a house, buying a property is an investment.
Mm.
So when you are buying the house, it needs to be something that you will embrace and enjoy. The investment, you need to enjoy at the end of the day.
It must be worth it.
It must be worth it. You can't now buy a house and then you have to drive 2 hours from the house to go to work. That's not it.
True.
You can't now buy a house and children are struggling to get transport because now you have to first go and take the children to school because there's no transport that goes to the school where your children are. Yeah. Or you can't find proper schools for your children.
I was about to say, don't just look at a place closer to schools and it's not schools that you like for your children.
Exactly. So you need to do a proper research of the place. And if, for example, maybe you and hubby are fighting over, hubby wants this other place and you want, look at the pros and cons, which one is heavier than the other. you know.
Yeah.
It's not because you're not choosing a place just because, oh, so and so lives in that area, you know. So I think if we just move to that area, then it's going to boost our ego. It's going to, no, put all these things in place in ensuring that your investment is going to appreciate and accumulate and help you at the end of the day. Then the fourth thing is understand the costs and the legal processes. So people don't, or somebody just has received a retirement fund, lump sum, and is thinking, oh, you know, I just want to buy a house. I've not had a house. I've been renting for the 45 years that I've been working, and now the government paid me the lump sum. I just want to buy a house.
Okay.
And I've lived in Pretoria West. I'm just going to buy a house here. You're going to die and leave those children with a house.
Hey.
Do.
Blessing.
Proper.
Okay. All right. I think I just need to take this. Blessing is going to come back shortly. We are struggling with the internet. Are you there, Blessing? Okay, she's gone. Let's do this for a couple of seconds.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the Broadcasting Code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
You know when you have to let your fave song go, but listen, it's got to be done. Blessing and I were still having a conversation earlier on about, she was just sharing tips on what, on the things that you need to look out for when you're about to purchase your property. I'm hoping that all is sorted. My Blessing.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. So you were, we were talking about using the money, I think, for your retirement to purchase the property.
Okay. Yes. I was talking about ensuring that if you...
Okay. I think Blessing is gone again. Oh, okay. My Blessing? Yeah, no, I think let's enjoy some more music and yeah, we'll try and sort this out.
Ukuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyo luntu lonke.
Get your daily bread but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
That's Dominion, and I'll run to him. My Blessing, are you back, sweetheart? Are you there? Okay, I need to... Hi, Blessing.
Can you hear me?
Are you back? Yes, I can hear you, my sweetheart.
Okay.
So you can take over from where you left off. Yeah, no, network is really dealing with us today. Yeah.
Okay, I think where were we? Okay. I think it's very important to understand the cost and the legal process in buying the house. The transfer duties that are payable to source if you are buying a property that is over 1.1 million. And then the attorney fees, like I spoke about, you need to get a transfer attorney, which is normally appointed by the seller. You need to get the bond registration attorney if you're financing with a home loan.
Okay. Right?
And then once you have decided on the area that you want to buy the house from, start attending show houses and viewings. Normally, most of the time, you can obviously you can plan the time with the an agent or with the owner of the house that is selling. Most of the time, the show houses are done on Sundays, like Sunday afternoons. But depending on the availability, you know, go and ask questions when you are there. My aunt always says that just seeing the house from afar is not enough.
Of course.
But when you enter the house, and for us, because we are spirit beings, we have the Holy Spirit, beyond the questions that you may be asking and the person is answering, the Holy Spirit can tell you when you are entering a house that this is yours. This is the... I don't know how far your relationship with God is, but he can do that. And you
can... Okay, no. The network is jealous now. The network is jealous. I think...
Can you even enter a house and you say...
All right, unfortunately. I think this question I'm going to pose to Blessing, I think Blessing just needs to log out again and end for the last time for me, because she is breaking like nobody's business. But Annie, I see your message there. I see your question. Okay, let's try. Blessing? Are you there? No, she's gone. She's gone. Yeah, no, network is not treating us very well today at all.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Tasha Cobbs with Grace. That's the title of the song. It brings us to 23 minutes to 3. I'm quite confident of this one that I've chosen. Now, Blessing, I think this should sound absolutely better.
I hope so. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, definitely.
Okay. All right. We've gone way more than the time we normally would spend, but let me try and push and finish, because we need our people to do the right thing in buying the houses.
Okay.
So I think I ended at attend show houses and viewings. After you've decided on which area you are buying, you are sure that, okay, your children are not going to struggle with finding it, with going to school. Your nanny is going to have any difficulty with getting to work. You are not struggling, not taking over an hour or 45 minutes to get to work. You know, you've done all that homework and you're happy. Now, start looking for houses in that area and go for viewings.
Yep.
And when you go for the viewings, ask the owner or the agent very relevant and pertinent questions. Look at things to do, the bathrooms, do the cats need to be fixing. So you're not just looking, you're checking for things that need to be fixed before you actually enter. Don't just accept a house that is that's going to get you into trouble when you enter, because there's a lot of renovation or there's a lot of work that needs to be done. So ask very, very pertinent questions when you are there. Very important questions. And once you are happy, everything is done, you know, you've checked, you've got answered all your questions, now you make an offer. So you submit a written offer to purchase. It's a legal document.
Mm-hmm.
It's a written offer to purchase document, because you are saying, you know what, I'm taking the house. I'm making an offer.
Yeah.
Right? So the seller needs to now accept, or they can reject or negotiate your offer. If it's accepted by the seller, it becomes legally binding.
Ish.
So now, once your offer to purchase has been accepted and has become legally binding, you need to secure the financing. So if you're going to get the home loan from the bank, that all needs to be sorted out now during that time.
Okay, is it possible to check before even going shopping so that you know how much you qualify for?
Yes, how much you qualify for. You need to have done that homework, and then if the bank is saying that, no, definitely we'll give you the money, then you start doing all your homework. Then once now you are ready to do the offer to purchase, go back to the bank and say, I'm ready to use the money that you had said you would loan me.
And it doesn't affect your credit score in any way, because I know of scenarios where when you have applied or when they have checked your affordability, then they say you must try not to apply for any debt within a certain period of time, because it affects your credit score.
Yes. So you need to be very vigilant on those things. If the bank is saying that, hey, your credit score this and that, stay away. Because sometimes it's very difficult to get a bank that will give you the money that you are looking for. Mm. If you're not building cash, you're not using cash to go, and you need the loan from the bank. So if they're giving you some gray areas, please stick by their guidelines.
Mm.
And finalize your transfer and move in and invite blessing and new car. When that is true, leave. I mean,
housewarming.
The transfer process can take 6 to 12 weeks, you know. And once the transfer is registered at the deeds office, then the ownership is legally yours. Now the keys are yours, the house is yours. You can move in, and like I said, invite blessing and do call and bless
your Now, listen, blessing. There's a question from Emmy Smith here. I think it's relating to the chat about credit scores and credit bureau that you mentioned. She did get my name wrong, but it's fine, Emmy. I forgive you. Sibongile, how do you clear yourself? Because so many companies ask me 6,000 rand to remove me, and I guess from credit bureau, but the company that put me there does not exist anymore.
They don't exist anymore.
Yes.
So normally, if you go to, you'd need a lawyer to actually help you to do that in drafting. So in putting together all the, like, if you go to your, I have a ClearScore account. So if you go to your ClearScore account and then you paid up everything that was there in the ClearScore account, you've got your receipts. All together, first communicate with the credit bureau, and then get yourself a lawyer in helping you with the clearance of yourself from the credit bureau.
There you go,
so
Amy.
The involvement of lawyer is also very important, but also communicate with the credit bureau. Because if the for example the companies that you were owing no longer exist, and you have proof that you've actually paid those debts, and I think my question also will be, were those debts also in the listed in the credit bureau or in your ClearScore or TransUnion account? If they are there, the amount that is showing in the TransUnion account, even if the company no longer exists and you showing yourself that you've actually paid for that amount,
sure,
then the credit bureau should be able to verify that. But I'm also thinking, if you're saying the company no longer exists and that it means that the bank account has also been closed, the bank account no longer exists, so you can't actually that company, then you need to be able to prove to the credit bureau that the company is closed, it no longer exists, and therefore they can't hold you against, you know, like that debt, because the company no longer exists, the bank also has been closed. But also make sure that you involve the lawyer in that process. It's shorter when you have the lawyers involved. It's longer when you are trying to maneuver it on your own.
Okay. No, that's clear. Though I get it, because I was wondering, the company doesn't exist no more, so hey, who do I have to pay?
Yeah. So, for example, if the company doesn't exist anymore and the bank account obviously has also been liquidated, has closed, therefore you need to be able to prove to credit bureau that this company no longer exists.
There's no way of you
and
paying
therefore
it.
Therefore you can't hold it. Yeah, you can't hold it against me.
Makes
but like
a lot
I said,
of sense.
If you are doing it on your own, it might take longer. You will get removed. Just be, if you feel like maybe getting a lawyer is very expensive for you, you know, just keep pushing with the credit bureau, communicating with them. Eventually, you will be removed from the credit bureau.
All right. Thank you so much, my blessing. Thank you for your time. Apologies for the network. It happens. It happens. But thank you so much for holding on to it. I think today has generally been a network challenging one, because earlier on as well with our health talk, we had some network challenges here and there. But thank you to you guys for sticking it out.
I thought it was me in my house. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, I think it's you guys. I think it definitely is you guys, because we're good. Network is showing proper perfect in our side.
I love radio phone.
Oh man, thank you so much, Blessing.
So much,
cool day.
Maybe next week, let's do it to the listener. Maybe next week I'll talk about removing, like putting all the details for removing yourself from the credit bill.
Pretty please. And disputing paid debts, because I know there are people who also say, but I've been paying, but I'm submitted to credit bureau.
Yes.
What are the steps that one needs to take?
Yes. Okay. So next week, that's the homework. We'll look into that.
All right. Thank you so much, Blessing. Have a lovely one then.
Thank you. All righty. Bye.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.